Silver.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
This thing is ridiculous. Huge. Doesn't even look right. You can go ahead and turn me up a little bit, yeah? Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. Welcome to the show, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, you can. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Got a brand new website posted. Trying to catch my breath here, folks. That's all I'm doing. I'm up and down and trying to get ready for this and trying to get caught up here. That's about it. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out the brand new website. Tell us what you think. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can. Got a lot of fuzz going on in my ears. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com on Facebook. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. I am getting absolutely nothing in my headphones right now. So, folks, if you'd like to check us out, you can. You can go to both Bradley Dean on my Facebook. One fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on both sites. And, folks, phone lines are accessible today. Oh, also, you can also follow me on my Twitter account. That is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Folks, just having a little technical difficulties, as usual, at the beginning of the show, and I apologize for that. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to call in, you can. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. And for those that did not know, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that?
Well, the reason why that is because, of course, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And as usual, before we go on, we have to highlight our product of the week. And, of course, during the Christmas season, all throughout the month of December up until the point of Christmas, which is literally 4 days away, Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, of course, is on the 25th. But don't worry, we actually had someone just place an order who did kind of a two-day rush on it. So my guess is that it was a couple T-shirts for Christmas gifts. Of course, you want to give the gift of Christ for Christmas. And, of course, this is perfect for all year round. But we're highlighting this week the Virtue Package, which includes the One Heart Journal, which is my testimony. It's kind of the story of how I grew up, how I met Mr. Bradley Dean, and how we started in the schools, which is very interesting. Lots of miracles, lots of fun stuff that you'll really like. Also, the Virtue Message CD is on there that we do in the schools. It's great for young ladies, for college age, even for older women as well. That specific message is geared totally towards girls. I think you'll really enjoy it. And then also 10 Virtue stickers, all three for the price of a $10 donation that we would ask for. So if you'd like to order, please go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out that new website. Or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. 1-800-878-0747. Now, I like to highlight a lot of times here.
Okay, let's make this really quick because I want to play something for you before the first segment's over.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. I'll just highlight one quick thing then. What I like about the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and all these different Facebooks that we have for Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, is all the good gold nuggets that you receive on a daily basis. It really is encouraging to keep going on as we find ourselves in the world of lots of troubles. We keep going. We press on. But this is a great quote by John F. Kennedy that said, "Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger men. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but live by them." And George Washington said something similar. He also said, deeds, not words. So here at the Sons of Liberty, check it out. You'll find a lot of good gold nuggets of truth.
He derived that from 1 John 3:18, which is, "Let us not love neither in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. By this our hearts are assured before him." And that's exactly right.
I'm good. You can go ahead.
Here. I want to play this song for you really quick because I do want to kick this off before we get into the meat and potatoes of what I want to talk about in just a couple minutes here. This is a song called Silent Night, and I want you to tell me, Stephanie, if you hear anything wrong with this, because there's a school that's getting in trouble for this version of Silent Night.
Okay.
You tell me what's wrong. Just tell me whenever you're ready.
"Around yon virgin mother and child, and Christ the Savior is born."
Yeah, so what they did is they sanitized the version
of
Silent Night at a school, and it's not going over very well, by the way.
"Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace," and then also says, "Christ the Savior is born" at the end of one of those verses.
That's what they omitted.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is what they're teaching your kids, friends, and this isn't a public school. This is national news right now. And, folks, the only thing I can say is I always say, someone posted this. They were complaining about what they were doing over at that public school. But I got to say again, through Americans and their silence, you're giving consent to these people, which are very, very small in number, to go ahead and erase everything that you are. In America, when you're sick and tired of it, because your backs are already up against the walls concerning this administration, you have very far and few between that are actually advocating this sort of conduct. But for some reason, the American people stand down and they complain about what they tolerate. And I'm sitting here looking at about 150 to 200 little kids, probably third and fourth grade here,
mm-hmm.
that are learning from their teacher to eradicate the very name of the one who gave us what we have today.
The reason why they're celebrating Christmas.
So can you give us a little version of how that song's supposed to go, please?
"Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake."
When you were in school and someone yelled "fight" after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This is crazy. Well, speaking of another attack, everybody knows who Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty, as to what recently took place with him, how he spoke out against homosexuality. Hey, friends, all you sympathizers to the gay agenda, didn't I tell you this? He made reference to scripture and the homosexuals fired him? How's that working out? Because of less than 1.6% of the population, they spoke out and they said, you know, we just can't have, you know, this hairy guy doing this, speaking out against us men who love other men. We know it's an abomination because if it wasn't, you know, I mean, if it wasn't true, we wouldn't be so angry with you. You know, we don't want anybody speaking out against the gay agenda, because if we do, we're going to stand up behind our buddy A&E, and we're going to make sure our buddies, I should say, Disney and Popular Mechanics and ESPN and A&E and Car and Driver and Good Housekeeping. I mean, hey, friends, you know, we're going to get all these guys that you thought were on your side to shut you down if you speak out against the homosexual agenda. What have I always said, friends? They're aiming at your First Amendment. They're aiming at freedom of speech. What did they just exemplify to a T? We cannot have anybody speak out against the homosexuals, because if you do, we will attack and we will silence you. Who's on the attack, friends? Who is on the attack? Who has been on the attack since day one? I've told you this several times in the past. I never had any issues in public schools until the media got behind the homosexual agenda. And what is it there for? To stifle your First Amendment, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. It's about shutting you up and shutting out your opposition. Turn me down. I am way hot. I just played at the first segment about 150 to 200 little kids, third and fourth graders, that were taught to omit Jesus Christ. Where's the outrage, friends? Where is it at? Then what are you complaining about if there is no outrage? We've seen 312 million people stand down today while they attacked your foundations. Less than 1.6% of the population rose up because someone made reference to the scriptures that everybody knows. Phil Robertson. Never watched his show, never have, but you know what? I don't care who you are, when you begin to attack our foundations the way the state-run media is, and these outlets, ESPN, Car and Driver, A&E Networks, Popular Mechanics, Disney Channel, and Good Housekeeping, it's time to send a message and say enough is enough. But you know what, friends? America needs to realize through your silence, you are giving consent to them to continuously attack who you are. And here we are. You know, when I first seen this article, you know, everybody's out there defending Phil Robertson, and rightly so. But they should, you know, at the end of the day, it's not really about Phil Robertson. It's about Article 1 of the Bill of Rights again. Hey, folks, let me say this. The homosexuals don't have a right to break the law. The media does not have a right to break the law. So who's right and who's wrong? You're in the right, and if you're in the right, then stand up and right the wrongs. And that's what's happening across this country right now. People are standing up and saying enough is enough. And you know what? It's not good enough that there is people out there. If you are excluded, you need to be a part of the equation of shutting this down now while you still can. Because you still have the freedom to do the right things, friends. You do. It's time to stand up against those that attempt to attack and stifle your freedom of speech and put them out of business. That's what needs to happen today. That's what needs to happen now, not tomorrow, not next week. It's time to turn off your sports channels. Isn't it interesting? I was just talking about this a couple weeks ago. Maybe even a couple months back. What matters most, your freedoms or your favorite sports team? And isn't it interesting that ESPN is a part of this equation? Same owners. Send them a message, friends, because when you shut the TV off, they lose sponsorship. When they lose sponsorship, they lose money. And what is it about to these people? It's about the money. And why are they so emboldened to attack this certain individual from Duck Dynasty? Because they know, for the most part, that 300 million at large will stand down. And they'll complain about it, and they'll tolerate it, but they won't deal with it. But yet here you have 1.6% of the population standing up. And by the way, folks, this is, again, just so you understand, this is all contrived. It's all contrived. He has the right to say whatever he wants to say. He's not against the constitutional republic. He is for it. He is aligned with it. The gay radicals are against it. These outlets are against it. People ask me, why is it that you talk about the Constitution and the Bible all the time? Because if you don't know what it says in those two foundational documents, you're not going to know what's right and what's wrong. And it's not enough for me to sit here and tell you what the problem is. No, it's enough for me to get on the radio again and again and again and again and tell you, friends, you have to take responsibility and deal with these people. They're attacking your kids. They're indoctrinating your kids illegally. They're attacking anybody out there that speaks out against what they're trying to actually promulgate illegally. They're propagandists. They're willing to sell their soul and lose everything that they have in eternity only to gain a temporary, well, utopia, which is make-believe in the first place. Again, I want to remind you, friends, I have never, ever watched Duck Dynasty a day in my life. But listen, when God said that homosexuality is an abomination, need I say anything else? Folks, I am sick and tired of the radicals. I am sick and tired of the American people standing down, complaining about what's going on in their government, as if to excuse themselves from the fact that they are the government. we, the people, definitely has meaning here. And we, the people, need to stand up and say, enough is enough, and now is the time to stand up. Friends, you don't have a better opportune time to do it. Well, Christmas is coming up. I don't have time. I know. And then when Christmas is over and you've lost another right, don't tell me I didn't tell you again. That's my job, friends. I am a proclaimer. I am looking for restoration. I am a warner. I am one who shows you things to come because Scripture tells me so. And it's all written already. I don't need to come up with new revelation as to tell you what's coming up down the line. No, friends, when you read the judgments of God, Leviticus 26, and when you read Deuteronomy 28, it's all there. You want to prophetically know where we're at, it's right there in front of your face. Hey, folks, I also want to let you know as to what's going on here with this Robertson from Duck Dynasty. You also need to understand that it's a mock outrage. They're trying to act as if they have more with them when, in fact, they do not. This is all an illusion. Remember, it's a Saul Alinsky tactic. It's an Adolf Hitler tactic. It's Joseph Goebbels tactic. Always make the people believe that there's more of you than when, in fact, there really isn't. They don't want you to know that they do not have the numbers. They do not have the support. No, that what they do is they buy the networks, and then they run the state-run media, and then they begin their illusion on a daily basis. And it is. I can even take you over into Scripture, where Scripture tells us that on that day we're going to look at him and we're going to say it's him that deceived the nations. Of course, Hitler did it. Mao Zedong did it. Mussolini did it. Stalin did it. He didn't have the support. You know how he dictated? Through oppressive measures, through fear. Fear, 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 fear. America, we're not born of that spirit. We haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And love falls in line with the law that God gave, because God gave his law because he loves. They're not separate. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's what this Mr. Robertson is doing. He's obeying Scripture. In this particular situation, again, friends, I've never watched it, so I don't know really a whole lot about it. But I praise God that there's someone that's willing enough to stand up and say it. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and that's what he just did. A man out of his childlike heart, through faith, that stood up and agreed with God, and he did it. And look, there's a national outrage, and it's another opportunity. This is God's mercy on a nation saying, look, now you have another opportunity to right the wrongs. Deal with the people that are violating what I've given you. Folks, what I want to do when I come back here, I want to talk about a little bit about what I talked about yesterday. And I want to talk about, well, what is love again, and what are we not to overlook? I'm going to give it to you straight from the mouth of Jesus Christ. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you would like to give us a call, you can, 1-866-233-0747. What is your take on this? You can make this your radio show right now. 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to stay the course on this just for a couple minutes longer. Folks, a mock outrage behind Mr. Robertson's Duck Dynasty's comments. Listen to what he said. This is great stuff. I was just checking this out over the break. If there is no God, he asked liberals, criminals, why worry about what some backwards hick on a duck show says? Well, God, folks, it's a prime example of what God will use. God chose the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Folks, they ain't mighty. They ain't got jack. Folks, Scripture tells us that the nations are but a drop in the bucket to our Heavenly Father. He sits in the heavens concerning these people who gather themselves against the Lord and against His anointed. Folks, the seed of the righteous is forever. Listen, Christianity is going nowhere. Okay? How many times do we need to see history repeat itself before we figure out that it is his dash story? Mr. Robertson said, if there is no God, he asked liberals, criminals, why worry about what some backwards hicks on a duck show says? Because they're at war with God. And rest assured, they will fall on their own backs. They ain't going to get away from it. You know, you hear the professed Christians today say, oh, they're going to get theirs on Judgment Day. Well, let Judgment Day begin today. What do you think the church is in the world for? He also suggested the controversy might prove to be a positive. What did I just say, friends? Absolutely. For Christians. After Robertson was given trouble because he was quoting the Bible. Folks, again, here we have an individual that's not asking for permission to obey God or the laws of our constitutional republic. You know who your enemy is now because they're acting out their crimes towards who we are right in front of your face. Roberts championed biblical values and the battle against breaking God's commandments in his interview. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. What would be happening right now if I was in a black church? They'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Mr. Robertson said, everything is blurred on what's right and what's wrong. Sin, the transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, becomes fine. He said, start with homosexual behavior and just morph out from there. That's exactly right. Then he goes on and says, bestiality? That's exactly right. Look what's going on in New York. Sleeping around with this woman and that woman and that woman and those men, he said. He's exactly right. Folks, you're dealing with a lawless people. If you want to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Roberts goes on. Folks, this is the top show A&E has ever produced. And they're a bunch of hippies that are Bible thumpers that are willing to take a stand for what others are not willing to take a stand for. And I'm happy that the American people are championing around this individual, Phil Robertson. But really what it comes down to, friend, get rid of Phil. It's what these people, these liberals as he called them, these criminals, are attacking. Who are they at war with? Paraphrasing Mr. Robertson, the book of 1 Corinthians, he said, don't be deceived. Neither the adulterers, the idolaters, the male prostitutes, the homosexual offenders, the greedy, the drunkards, the slanderers, the swindlers, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't deceive yourself. It's not right, said Mr. Robertson. Said Scripture. Said an individual who agreed and aligned himself with the word of the Most High God. And he ain't moving. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, don't shout me down, friends. What is your take? 1-866-233-0747. Folks, is this your response? Because this is Phil's. Are you willing to stand behind somebody that's willing to take a stand, but you yourself not take a stand? Friends, to sin by silence when you should protest makes cowards of men and women. Stand up. Now's the time. Come on. There's an anointing on this. Hey, by the way, this isn't Phil Robertson's word. It's his daddy's word. It's his heavenly father's word. And what's interesting is there is national outrage that are willing to stand behind this lowly individual that is willing to take a high stand for his heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. He said, we're Bible thumpers, said Mr. Robertson, who just happened to end up on television. He didn't ask for it. No, God knew where to put him, though, didn't he? Yes, indeed, he did. Mr. Robertson goes on, he said of his family's instant rise to fame, you put your article that the Robertson family really believes strongly that if the human race loved each other and they loved God, we would just be better off. He said we ought to be repentant, turn to God, and let's get on with it, and everything will turn around. Amen, brother. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm not a church dude. Watch me on TV right now, friends. Got a live stream going. I'm not a church dude. I am a Christian, and the Holy Ghost bears witness to who I am. Praise God. And what's going on right now, the Lord is again in His mercy bringing forth public judgments. And if you stand on the side of God and you're on the right side, guess what's going to happen? These liberals, these criminals, as you know them to be, will be no more. Push them back in the closet where they belong, friends, because that's exactly where they belong. They are on the attack. It's not about us attacking any particular people, is it, Mr. Robinson? No, sir, Mr. Bradley Dean. It's not about us attacking any particular people. It's about what they, the homosexual radicals, attack because they don't like you calling on them out for their crimes. And that's exactly what's going on here. Homosexual activists were enraged and demanded that Robertson be punished. Really? Why are they enraged at Mr. Robinson? Because they agreed with God. So therefore, let's break it down. Who are they at war with then, friends? I think I've heard all of this before. Hey, let me say this. How many in the conservative movement are willing to take a stand the way that this one lone individual is taking a stand? All by him lonesome, he and his God. And by the way, they are in the majority. How many of these conservatives, friends, that you listen to are willing to take a stand the way that this man took a stand? He took a stand on the side of God. Hey, folks. A man of conscience is not looking for a consensus to agree with him. He's not looking for what everybody's saying. No, a man of conscience is a molder of consensus. And that's, again, what's happening here. And I praise God for it. Amen. I love this. I got Sean. Hey, Sean, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I got Bradley Dean. Go ahead with your question or your comments.
Hi, sir. My name is Sean, and I use a special computer that helps me speak to you.
Okay.
I'm blind, and I'm in a wheelchair, and I'm very handicapped. And I'm calling you from West Des Moines, Iowa. And I just want to let you know that I'm also a chaplain for the United States Army.
Uh-huh.
I take care of my father. And I do pray for the veterans as well. And I want to thank you for taking such a stand for those of us like me who are blind, who can't read and can't really get out and do the things that you do. And it really just touches my heart. It makes me cry that there is somebody out there who is just willing to take a stand. And even though I can't give you money or really help you out, I want you to know I pray for you guys 24/7.
Amen.
I listen to you by phone all the time.
Amen. Well, and I got Sean from Iowa calling in right now, friends. He's a chaplain with the United States Army. Is that right?
Yeah, I do it under the care of my father, yes.
Okay. Well, amen. I appreciate that. Again, you know what? I think the bottom line is here, friends, and I'm talking to you specifically right now, Sean. I'd rather have your moral support than your financial support. And when we stand together the way that you just made yourself known to me, you encourage me to stand up and do it again for another 5 years and another 10 years, because, friends, we can do this together. And I praise God for guys like you as well, Sean, and I appreciate your prayers very much. And I just wanted to tell you that very much. So God bless you, sir. You want to go ahead and pick that call up if you'd like to and give him a shout-out for us? I'd appreciate it. Wow. Well, friends, 1-866-233-0747. What is your take as to what's going on here with this Robertson situation? Folks, I can go on. Why is it that the men in this country are so much more interested in sitting on a sheet of ice, punching a hole through it, dropping a line and grabbing a fish, when they can go down the street and grab a bag of beef jerky, rather than stand up and fight for their future, namely their kids, their wives, and even the present as to which they may possess in the freedoms in which God has bestowed and that they still have? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Right before the break, folks, I was talking about how the homosexual activists were enraged and demanded that Robinson be punished. Punished! Punished for what? Punished for what, friends? Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break.
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown of freedomoutpost.com. I support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for their willingness to go into the state-run public schools and to present both God's law and his gospel to the young people being indoctrinated in the system. I believe God is using his message to get young people to think about government, about God, and about eternity. May God continue to bless the efforts of Bradley Dean and his staff.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You can roll that out just for a couple minutes. Hey, I do want to give you a shout-out. I just noticed this, that we are the number two show on GCN right now. You guys are polling, and I just wanted to tell you thank you very much. We appreciate it. We know that you listen to us. We know that you email us. We know that you Facebook us. We know that you comment online. But listen, we just had Sean, our friend from Iowa, give us a call. I want to hear what your take is as to what this whole situation with Mr. Robertson is from Duck Dynasty. This is crazy stuff, friends, but it is so telling. And by the way, friends, I love you enough to say this, and I really hate saying this, but I told you so. Did I not tell you that months and years ago that this was exactly what the homosexuals were after? Friends, what they did is they just put a nail in their own coffin, if you're willing to stand up. And now they are beginning to reveal who they really are and what this is really about. It's about your art. It's about your freedom of speech. It's about shutting up anybody that does not agree with them. Is that not how this administration has been acting since day one? Absolutely, it is. Man, when the wicked are in power, the vilest of men, they exalt themselves. Look at their doing, and there's very few of them. But I praise God for this, because this is an opportunity. Remember what I told you right before the last break, that the homosexual activists, they're enraged, and they demand that Robertson be punished, friends. Oh, wait a second. Where's the tolerance here? Where is it at? No, there's no tolerance in a totalitarian mindset, friends. This is how they operate. This is their methodology. Just speak out against them once and you'll find out what I'm talking about. You want to see where the love and tolerance is? It's not there. because there's no truth in their father, friends. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, and that's exactly what these people mean to do. But here's the positive side of this. If A&E, which the American people need to stand up now and actually put them out of business, if they don't put Mr. Robertson back on the air, again, friends, I'm not advocating the show, I've never seen it before, but the man is right here. And I will stand beside the right no matter what. Come hell or high water, literally, I will stand on the side of Word of God. In Jesus' name. This is just another opportunity for another network to come and pick them up. Hey, if they don't want, you know, the success rate in which they've had with Duck Dynasty, then we'll give it to somebody else. That's what they need to do. And maybe that's exactly what they're going to do. Interestingly enough, friends, nothing happened to anybody at the little radical homosexual attackers. Nothing happened to them. No, they're just out there playing the victim again as they attack and they attack and they attack and they attack and they attack. And yet they're the victims. They're the victims. They're crying. They're decrying victimization. We're the victims here. What are you the victims of? You're the victims of the Word of God and the laws of our constitutional republic, and you don't like it. When you get some time, friends, I want you to go ahead and call every network, and I want you to tell them, hey, get Bradley Dean on your radio show and play the victim for him, will you please? Let's talk about who the victims really are, because rest assured, friends, they are not. I've yet to meet one that really is. I've yet to have a decent conversation with one radical homosexual. Never have. Nope. Check my name out on Google. Look at how they blog. They shout and they shoot. They don't care about results. Because what they don't realize is they're shooting holes in the boat that they themselves are on too. And they're willing to take you with them if you allow them to do that. Phil Robertson said he didn't make the choice of being heterosexual. So why attack him for taking or talking like one, he said. He said, if you turn this stuff around, it's an interesting perspective. It surely is. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. They put evil for good and good for evil. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's what these people do. Folks, they're backwards. See, and this is what brings about confusion of faith to a nation when you begin to tolerate the mentally ill. This is straight up unlawful activity, friends, straight up. And you have networks going right hand in glove along with these people. And again, the only reason they're doing it is because the American people sit down and tolerate it. They allow it. And it makes no sense to me whatsoever. Shameful. Shameful conduct. It's shameful. Are you starting to understand why God calls it an abomination? Are you starting to understand why it was considered a mental illness up until 1973? And you know what they like to do? They like to come right behind these kind of things, these events, after they attack, and then they begin to promote themselves again and again and again. And keep in mind, friends, they know the power of the people. And I'll tell you what, when we the people get back to, just like Robertson said, agreed, concur, 100%, back to God, he said everything will work itself out from there. He's exactly right. But we got so many professed Christians in America just unwilling to stand up and do what needs to be done. There's a man by the name of Alexander the Great, and he was one of the greatest military generals who ever lived. He, as a matter of fact, he conquered almost the entire known world with his vast army, and one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep and he left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was walking, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty, a serious offense. It's just a big no-no. You don't do that kind of stuff. Matter of fact, the penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. The commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit him up. In this case, the soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him. Recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. Alexander the Great asked the soldier, "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" "Yes, sir," the soldier responded in a quivering voice. "Soldier, what's your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. "Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great repeated the question, "What is your name, soldier?" "My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, "What is your name?" A third time, the soldier meekly said, "My name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked the young soldier straight in the eyes and said, "Soldier," he said with intensity and aggression, "either change your name or change your conduct. He that saith, 'I know him and keepeth his commandments,' he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him." That's a real Christian. One that the Holy Spirit bears witness to. "But he that saith, 'I know him and keepeth not his commandments,' is a liar, and the truth is not in him, saith Scripture. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Not the way you want to walk. Some false covering, calling it love and grace, because it's not the Christ. Hey folks, if you're going to name the name of Christ, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity and find yourself as being a vessel unto honor, not unto dishonor. It's time to stand up, because right now, again, America, it's our perfect opportunity to do just that.
Well, I think as you've heard today and every day on the Sons of Liberty here, we're always speaking forth the truth. And what I like about the program so much is we're not just giving you the problems, we're giving you the answers. The resolve to what we can do in America as Americans, united, how we can change things across this nation. Now, what we've always said is we cannot do it alone. We need to do this thing together. And as we're out and about doing events and doing radio and doing columns and everything we do on a daily basis, we cannot do this without your support. And I know that a lot of times people like to make end-of-the-year donations, and a lot of times it's hard to find, you know, good ministries that you can get behind. If you're looking for a ministry that's actually out there on a daily basis, day in and day out, fighting the good fight, not willing and not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, not willing to compromise, not debating, not going back and forth, not being politically correct, I think people are so sick and tired of politically correct.
Oh, they are. It's diplomacy and it's seduction in another guise. Politically correct is really at length. A bunch of people that are willing to go along to get along, mm-hmm. that are traitors to principle.
Right.
And they are traitors to their God and their country.
Compromise is two people agreeing on what they both know is wrong.
That's exactly right.
So for us, at the Sons of Liberty, we are doing what it takes every day to get the word out there and speak forth the truth. And we would ask that as you listen, if you say, "Wow, I want to get behind this ministry. This is exactly my heart. This is what I believe. I want change in this country. I don't just want to have the problems dumped on me on a 24/7 basis. I want the answers in Christ to go forward and make a difference." Please do consider donating to the Sons of Liberty. You can call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sons and
daughters of Liberty.
Amen. First down 318. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.